फ्रॉम मुनि पत्नी देवीदासी. दंडवत प्रणाम्स गुरुदेव. इन टुडेज मॉडर्न वर्ल्ड इज इट अ गुड आइडिया टू जॉइन स्पिरिचुअल ग्रुप्स ऑन सोशल मीडिया ऐप्स लाइक व्हाट्सएप. वॉट शुड वन डू इफ वन इज गेटिंग अडिक्टेड टू इट और इफ इट कॉजेज डिस्ट्रेस विद इन वन सेल्फ. योर इनसिग्निफिकेंट डिसाइपल मुनिपत्नी दासी चंडीगढ़.
थैंक यू माताजी फॉर दिस क्वेश्चन बिकॉज इट इज रेलेवेंट नॉट जस्ट टू योरसेल्फ बट सो मेनी डिवोटीज टुडे. The cell phones and WhatsApp and what's not, they're all very much part of modern life. But it's not only among devotees that people feel they're becoming addicted. It's not exactly like addiction to tobacco or alcohol or other drugs, but it's a mental addiction. I've heard of people who first thing in the morning when they wake up, even before they do anything else, even before they get out of bed, they check to see what's on the internet or if anything coming, any messages coming for them or any such thing. So, the principle in Krishna consciousness is anukul yasya sankalpa pratikul yasya varjanam. Accept everything that is favorable for our spiritual advancement and reject everything that is not favorable. There should be WhatsApp groups which are useful for our spiritual advancement, but or other chat groups or whatever they're called. It depends on the kind of association you're getting there. And some of them, they may be very, there may be very argumentative atmosphere with some Vaishnava parad or people saying useless things. Better just get off any such group. It just makes sense, doesn't it? As far as being addicted, well, if you're addicted to watching kirtans from various temples, that's not such a bad addiction. Although you have other services to do also. But if you're addicted to all kinds of things that are not at all conducive to our Krishna consciousness. So even there's no harm to keep in touch with the little news of what's going on in the world, especially if we're in Chandigarh at the present time, which isn't very far from the Pakistan border, what with the tension there at the present time. But to get too much into it is not conducive. If you're preaching, there may be various things you want to know about. You can utilize that in preaching, but if you get too much involved, just cut out, that's all. You can just try it out for a few days. Just don't have a cell phone. You may think, well, how can I live? It seems to be a necessity in the modern world, but believe it or not, the whole population of the world, including probably yourself, lived quite happily, happily or unhappily, but they did live without cell phones for all the time way back into the past. So you could try it for some time, try it for a week, take a break from the internet. Every time you feel like, I got to jump on the internet, chant around, or instead of occupying your time with going on the internet, you could learn some shlokas. How about that? Or some bhajans. Sing some songs yourself. There are so many beautiful songs and beautiful chants, prayers to Krishna. You can learn them and chant them and occupy your time in that way. It's better going directly to Shastra and to the writings of our acharyas, learning the songs, some songs of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Narottam Das, rather than getting involved in the prajalpa of various devotees. I'm not saying that everything devotees put on the internet is prajalpa, But if you find that you're becoming, what you yourself are exposing yourself to is disturbing, then cut it out. Do something better. That is my advice. And I hope that is helpful to you and maybe to others also. Hare Krishna, all glories to your service and dedication and sincerity in the service of Srila Prabhupada and his mission, and Lord Chaitanya and all the devotees, and ultimately Lord Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Hare Krishna.